Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Nora. Right, so this week we've got three separate stories that don't seem connected at first, but they all point to the same thing. The infrastructure underneath everything we build is shifting. Fast. Let's start with the quiet one. Google released a dictation app this week, which, okay, that doesn't sound particularly exciting until you realize what's different about it. It works offline, completely offline. No internet, no cloud, no phoning home to Google's servers. The AI model, one of their smaller Gemma models, runs entirely on your device. You talk, it transcribes, all locally. Now, here's why that matters. For years, the entire AI industry has been built on this assumption that the smarts live in the cloud. You send your data up, the model does its thing, results come back down, that's the deal. But Google just walked away from that model, at least for this use case. And it's not because they suddenly care deeply about your privacy, though that's a nice side effect. It's because the models are good enough now to run locally, small enough, fast enough, accurate enough. Think about what that unlocks. No latency, no data leaving your phone, no subscription fees for API calls, no internet requirement at all. This is tactical, but it signals something broader. The shift towards smaller, deployable AI that doesn't need the mothership. Worth keeping an eye on. Right. Completely different corner of the tech world now. But stay with me because this one's urgent. Cloudflare announced this week that they're moving their post-quantum security target forward by 6 years. They were aiming for 2035, now it's 2029. And the reason they're accelerating is because three separate things are converging faster than anyone expected. First, Google recently demonstrated they can break elliptic curve cryptography. That's one of the backbone encryption methods holding the internet together right now. Second, a company called Oratomic showed massive efficiency gains with neutral atom quantum computing. Different approach, same direction, closer timeline. Third, the error correction and algorithm work is moving faster than the hardware, which means when the hardware catches up, we're ready to go. Cloudflare looked at all three of those developments and said, right, we need to move, now. So by 2029, they're implementing post-quantum authentication across all their services, not just encryption, authentication, the bit that proves you are who you say you are. Because here's the thing. It's not about harvest now, decrypt later anymore. That ship has sailed. The real risk is downgrade attacks, where someone forces your connection back to old, breakable encryption, and you don't even notice. The timeline compression is real, and it's not one breakthrough causing it. It's three independent fronts: hardware, error correction, algorithms, all accelerating at once. That convergence. That's what moved the deadline. Okay, so, stepping back from quantum doomsday scenarios for a second. Let me tell you about the most sobering thing I read this week. Researchers ran AI-generated code against something called SWE Bench Verified. It's a dataset of 500 real production bugs from open-source projects, actual bugs, from actual code bases, the kind developers fix every day. They wanted to see if AI-written test suites would catch the bugs. And 62.5% of them didn't. But here's the bit that really matters. They weren't random misses. They were patterns, the same categories. Over and over, the researchers built a taxonomy. 22 patterns across 6 change types, things like cascade blindness, where the AI fixes one method but doesn't test the other functions that depend on it, contract changes, where the API signature shifts but the callers don't get updated, and AI native patterns, like optional chain assumed truthy, where null guards just vanish because the training data skews toward happy paths. The AI's blind spots aren't quality failures, they're structural. When an AI fixes a method, it writes a test for that method. What it doesn't test, what it has no reason to test, is the broader cascade. Which other functions depend on this change? Do they need testing too? The model can't see beyond what it just wrote. And that, honestly, that's the bit that keeps me up at night, because we're not talking about AI writing bad tests. We're talking about AI systematically missing entire categories of failure, patterns it structurally cannot see. Now, does that mean AI-generated tests are useless? No, not at all. They catch a lot. They're fast. They're better than nothing. But if you're relying on them as your only safety net, you've got gaps, big ones, in predictable places. Something to think about if you're shipping code with AI-written test coverage. Right, let's lighten things up a bit. I love this next one because it's such a human story. A developer wrote about finally finishing an Android app project they'd been trying to build since 2019. Failed twice, gave up, shelved it. Then this year, they tried again. With AI as a development partner, and they finished it. The workflow was simple: prompt, generate, test, iterate, repeat. What changed wasn't the developer's skill. What changed was the friction, The bit where you're stuck on some obscure Android API quirk at 11 p.m. and you just can't be bothered to dig through Stack Overflow for another hour. AI doesn't get tired, it doesn't get frustrated, it just answers the question, generates the boilerplate, keeps the momentum going. And for solo developers, that changes the maths. Projects that felt too big, too tedious, suddenly become viable. Now, to be fair, this isn't about AI writing perfect code. It's about AI reducing the friction enough that a human can stay in flow. But that's enough. For a lot of projects, that's the difference between shipping and shelving. Full disclosure, I've been thinking about this all morning. Because if you put these four stories together, you start to see a pattern. Google's offline AI, that's about reducing dependencies, running locally, not needing the cloud. Cloudflare's quantum deadline, that's about infrastructure shifting under us faster than planned. AI's test blind spots, that's about structural limitations we're only just mapping. And the Android app story, that's about friction removal, unlocking work that was always possible, just too annoying. The big picture today? The tools are getting more capable, the timelines are compressing, but the gaps, the structural blind spots, those aren't going away just because the models get bigger. If anything, they're getting harder to see. So the question isn't whether AI makes you more productive. It does. The question is, do you know where the gaps are? Because the tools won't tell you. They can't. They're structurally blind to them. Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening.